Hey guys, welcome back to the Armor Cell Podcast. It has been, I don't know, Travis, how much, a month or 2 months since we've been
too back. Long.
Yeah, it's been too long since we did one, but we're finally back. We've just been, you know, busy with work and school, trying to finish up school and everything, so, because, you know, it's the summer. But anyway, let's just get right back to the podcast. This week, we really want to talk about Xbox One that was announced, I think, 2 weeks ago. And we also want to talk about Ghosts that happened at the end of the conference of it. So, you know, today we just want to keep it a little short. I know we've talked about PS4 in an episode, but now we're going to talk about Xbox One. So, Travis, what do you think about Xbox One? What are your thoughts on it?
Well, the console itself, the hardware, is kind of, I would say, a little bit on the bland side. it's not like something like really crazy out there. It looks like just an old piece of, you know, something that you would find in the living room, like a DVD player or an old VCR. It kind of looks like, because it's a little bit thicker. You know, they stuck with the plain black, like pretty much everything else in the living room. But, you know, they kind of did that for a reason. You know, they're trying to match everything. A lot of people were complaining when the, you know, the first generation Xbox 360 came out. They're like, white, it doesn't match, like, anything in the living room. You know, it stood out. You know, it's kind of a funky shape. You can't really stack anything on top of it if you got, like, you know, an AV receiver or, you know, a DVD player or something. Because it's just not, like, really flat, and, it, you know, it's got the weird shape. But anyway, so they kind of stuck to, like, a really simple design that's kind of tested and true and, you know, that just kind of matches everything else in the living room. The controller, you know, what they made a little bit of fine-tuning to the controller, but, you know, it's nothing radically new. You know, they kind of stuck to the same design that, I guess, they've had since, what, the original Xbox,
yeah.
Almost.
Yeah, the controller, I would say, looks really different. They, I heard that they said that it was designed by gamers for gamers, so I guess it should hopefully, you know, attend to all your needs once you, you know, have it in your hands, and, you know, they say it's, you know, it's good for precision if you, you know, like playing a lot of games.
I didn't see the entire video, but did they keep the bumpers on the controller?
You mean the
LB and RB?
Yeah, they did. I think they were trying to as with the PS4 controller, they're trying to make it, you know, I guess, you know, when you click it, you know, click better, or I mean when you push the button, you know, push better, or, you know, make it as to where, you know, you can flexibly, you know, touch it, or, you know, push it in right, I guess.
Yeah, have wanna, like, some more responsive feedback from,
yeah, that's
from,
right, yeah,
pushing it in.
Yeah, that's what they wanted to try to do. You know, they want to make you feel really, they want you to have that controller and make it really feel as comfortable as possible as you want. You know, it looks a little big, because in the middle, you know, it has like the little hump at the top. I don't know if that's something new, but I think that's just where the home button is, I think, if I'm not mistaken, if I haven't seen the controller again. But what we saw at the conference is that every Xbox One will be shipped with a Kinect, because now they are trying to 100% use Kinect always.
Right. So before, Kinect was sort of like an add-on, an optional accessory thing. Now they're really pushing Kinect as, like, you know, one of the primary ways to use your console. And it's not just a gaming console anymore, right? They're pushing it as, like, the hub of, like, your living room entertainment, like, all entertainment,
yeah.
You know, movies, music, even TV now, whereas before you only had, like, what was it, like, Verizon Fios. If you were a subscriber, you could,
yeah,
get that app. But now it's like, if you got cable or satellite, you can, like, connect right in and be using the Xbox to see what's going on, to use voice commands to find what shows you want to be watching right now. and you can be, it's almost like a real computer.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it always had like the guts of a computer inside, but now, you know, with multitasking and, you know, Skype, that was a big thing. It's like kind of revolutionary, I want to say.
Yeah. Yeah. Like we saw, you know, the guy had a talk with some guy from EA Games or something like that. You know, that's part of the reality now, you know, where we can talk through TV, you know, as you've seen in movies where, you know, I don't know which movies, but, you know, some of the movies that we've seen that had the futuristic, you know, future in it, you know, you'll see that they have, like, you know, the TVs where you can talk with a person from another place, whatever. You know, that's pretty much a reality now. You know, that the technology exists, but, you know, they're using the Kinect, and, you know, actually, I was thinking to myself the other day that, whatchamacallit, when they're using the Kinect, you know, that wasn't 100% accurate. Like, cause, you know, when he said, like, you know, Xbox Home, you know, it didn't immediately, that was, and probably was script, or maybe it was actually, it did, you know, really go home, or he was using Kinect, you know, but we don't know if that was a true thing, but you know, but other than that, the Kinect is going to be 100% usage throughout your Xbox One. So I guess, they also said that if that you have to have the Kinect to your Xbox, or I guess the Xbox would not work, I think. So they say you have to use it. I don't know if you have to, you know, use the voice commands all the time, but I mean, if you don't even want to use the voice commands, you just, you know, turn your Xbox on like regular, I guess.
Right. So I guess some people, you know, might be concerned that about the pricing, you know, since, I want to say, well, Xbox 360 was probably what, $400 or $399 when it came out.
Yeah, I think so.
For the, you know, the first generation regular edition, and that, you know, Kinect was, when it came out, what was it, like, $150 or something like that, maybe?
The Kinect was $150.
You know, when it first came out. So, you know, we can expect, you know, and this is a lot more advanced console. I mean, some of the specs that they were talking about, I can't remember everything, but I want to say they had, what, 8 cores? 500 gigabyte hard drive, which is pretty big. 8 gigabytes of memory. I mean, this is like serious hardware here. Yeah. We're talking about,
this is pretty much like PC gaming. I mean, like,
yeah,
like if, you know, people that build their computer, you know, they pretty much put everything in, like, you know, 16 gigs of RAM. You know, they have like all these Intel I cores and, you know, all this stuff, and it's just like, you know, that, but, you know, all in Xbox One. And plus, some other specs that were said, like for instance, what Trevor was saying, you know, you could watch your cable TV or satellite. You have to actually connect your, they actually have, I think it was like 4 HDMIs in or outs. I don't remember. You can look up the specs. You connect your cable box or satellite into your Xbox One, and then, you know, when you want to watch TV, you say Xbox, Xbox cable or Xbox go to cable, whatever. So I mean, I'm pretty sure they'll, like, when you get an Xbox One, they'll have like a little paper that says all the commands on it, or, you know, there might be a help center on Xbox when it comes out.
Right. And while we're on the subject of TV and cable and stuff, one of the things that they announced at the event was that not only are you going to be able to watch TV through there, but the console is, Xbox One is going to be able to control your TV. So when you want to watch TV, you know, some people, they got like 5 remotes on their table, and they got to like turn on the TV, they turn on the console, or turn on your cable box, whatever. You're just going to, with Xbox One Kinect, you're just going to be able to say the voice command, and the console is going to turn on, it's going to turn on your TV, it's going to turn on whatever accessories you need and get you watching TV, you know, all with one command. So you're not going to be here fiddling with remotes and like trying to change the channel or whatever. It's going to be, you know, so simple. I think my dad is going to love this.
Yeah, man, he might, because I mean, Because I mean, as right now, we see like four controls on your coffee table, mm-hmm. And you know, he'll probably be, you know, if you have Xbox One right now, he'd probably come in and say, "Xbox on, go to channel 5 or yeah. channel 11." You know, it depends on what you know. That's also the question. It depends what you know, company you have. Like, you know, you got Time Warner Cable, Dish, and you know, it depends. Like, you know. You know, if you're going to have to say, you know, Dish, go to channel whatever, or I guess you just say channel, I guess, for that instance. But, you know, we'll see in the upcoming months. But Xbox One will also, they didn't show a lot of games, a gameplay, which a lot of people were disappointed. But they did say they are going to show the true potential of Xbox One at E3, which is next Monday on June 10th. I think, if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, but like I said, they're gonna show a bunch more at E3, which is where Sony and Xbox will have to show who is gonna, you know, take the whole market, you know, with their consoles. So we'll see what happens at E3.
Right, and we still, just to remind our listeners out there, we still haven't actually seen like all the hardware for the PS4.
Yeah.
So
PS4, I mean, I think I said PS3.
Yeah. So, you know, that's going to be, I guess, an exciting E3. You know, we'll be comparing consoles and stuff like we do every time this new stuff comes out. But why don't we move on to Call of Duty?
Yeah. So at the end of the Xbox One conference, they brought out, I guess, their, I think Activision brought out their, what was it, CEO or... I forgot who it was.
I actually missed this part, so I'm going to be learning from you what yeah. you saw.
Well, what we saw was he showed a video about, what was it? I don't remember. He showed a video of behind the scenes of how they were unveiling their new engine. I don't think they even named an engine, but they were showing how it looked a little bit better, looked, you know, a little different from their other game, from the other Call of Duty games. Oh, and just to remind, this is actually Infinity War, not Treyarch. Treyarch is a whole different game.
They're different developers.
Yeah, different
Treyarch, developers. Because Treyarch handles the Black Ops line of games,
yeah.
While Infinity Ward, who is the original creator of the Call of Duty series, I guess they're most popular for their Modern Warfare line.
Yeah.
But now Ghost is actually a separate series, so it's unrelated to their Modern Warfare line, and new characters, new stories. So
yeah, but like I said, what we saw from the trailer, you know, he actually brought out one that was, you know, behind the scenes. They showed a new engine, all the other fun stuff, and then close towards the end, they showed a 2-minute trailer, full trailer of Call of Duty Ghosts. Which was like a guy talking, and you know, he was saying it's been 10 years, and I guess, you know, maybe it kind of follows Modern Warfare 3, you know, after 10 years, you know, and all I have is ghosts, you know, I guess in memory of you know, Ghost in the other game, because a lot of people thought that this game was going to be about Ghost. Well, I myself included, I thought it was going to be about you know, Ghost, who was in Modern Warfare 2, because a lot of people were like, oh no, he got shot on the side of the stomach and he didn't die or whatever. No, you know, from what me and Travis had read online. But, no, it's actually a whole different, you know, game. It's, you know, pretty much, you know, this whole group of ghosts, which is a team of ghosts, I'm at, and they, I guess, you know, do these missions, I guess, in secret, you know, because, you know, they're ghosts, you know, and I guess, you know, it's all in memoriam to the original ghosts from Modern Warfare 2, and, you know, they, you know, as always, they have, you know, the mask with the, you know, skull on the face. But, and then, you know, mostly the rest of the trailer was, you know, just a guy talking, you know, saying what happened throughout the years, and, you know, what they got to do and infiltrate all these, you know, places, you know, kill all these bad enemies, you know, who are, you know, a threat to the United States, I guess. Or to any other country that's, you know, these terrorists are trying to get into. But other than that, it wasn't too much. So, I mean, you know, I think we'll probably see more at E3. You know, not a lot, like I said, not a lot was shown. But yeah, that was pretty much Ghosts. But Travis, I do want to share one more thing before our time is up.
Uh-huh.
They did announce a full-fledged Halo series. That's not, it's not going to be a game. It's going to be a full-fledged, video series. I think it's probably an online series, or I don't know if it's going to be on TV, but Steven Spielberg is going to be, I think, directing it, or writing it probably. I don't remember. I'll have to look it up, or you can look it up yourself. But there will be a full-fledged Halo series. We don't know what it's going to be about yet. We don't even know if it's going to be about Master Chief.
When you say full-fledged, are we talking like a full season here?
Probably. You know, since it's Steven Spielberg, you know, you never know what you're going to get with him.
Right. Well, so, that sounds pretty exciting, actually.
Yeah, it is pretty exciting. You know, we'll see what happens. We don't even know if it's going to be, like I said, we don't even know if it's going to be Master Chief. Or it may be about something different, maybe leading up to the Covenant War, a different team, you know, just like we saw with, Forward Unto Dawn, you know, like we saw with
that. Yeah, I really enjoyed Forward Unto Dawn. Yeah, I know it was just a small, well, in comparison, I mean, to like a movie, it was a small project, but, you know, I think they did a pretty good job on it, and I found it highly enjoyable, even though the Master Chief wasn't, you know, like the main character.
Yeah.
You know, I really liked it. It had a good plot to it.
Yeah. You know, it could be like that, but you know, we'll have to see in the future. They did say that this whole series is going to be on Xbox One, exclusive to Xbox One, because you know Halo's only exclusively to Xbox. So you know, I guess when they put up a new, you know, episode, you know, you could watch it on there, I guess, you know, with your commands. but yeah, that's that is all the time we have for this week. Travis, any other things you want to say?
No, I think that's it. But just stay tuned, guys. We'll be back hopefully next week with some more goodness, and check out our, what do we have? We got Twitter, right?
We got Twitter. You can also check us out on iTunes.
YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube. We still haven't done that Gears. It's been a while. But we just gotta, you know, we'll try to do it. But one last thing I want to say, we are probably gonna try, maybe do a coverage of E3 next week if we can, because I think that starts on Monday. So maybe on Tuesday we can talk about some of the stuff that happened on Monday. But like I said, stay tuned for that. But like I said, that's all the time we have. Like Travis said, subscribe to us on iTunes, find us on YouTube. We are on Twitter at Armor Stealth, and we are also on Podomatic. And we'll see you guys later. Bye bye.